Blog Talk Radio.
On deck, 5FC Black Moon on deck, was good, chillin'.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Dipo Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Dipo Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Dipo Radio.
Shout out to Dipo Radio, the kid Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die for a radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyrus Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Die for Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Die for Radio.
On the house. I'm your host, Dyer Lansky. You already know how it goes down. Just another beautiful, beautiful episode. That was that new Pharaoh right there. Man, and the album, let me tell y'all, I'm going to have to say it like this, and I've always, you know, been a big fan of him, even, you know, Organized Confusion, the whole movement, what he, you know, everything that he did. But this new PTSD, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder album from Pharaoh Monx is literally one of the best albums I've heard this year. We, you know, getting halfway through this year, people, so the music has been out. I got to say, it's definitely, definitely worth grabbing. So, you know, go cop it, y'all, like, for real. That ain't, you know, it ain't nothing to go get good music, especially when you dying to hear good music. We also got some other special guests waiting for Pharaoh right now. We got Capadonna from Wu-Tang coming through. We also got Shabam Sadiq coming through. He got some new music about to blaze y'all with, so you already know it's going to go down like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, good music, Dieful Radio, what else do you expect, people? Just the way it happens. On further news, you know what I'm saying? I got to say, I got to give a big shout-out to everybody that has listened to Dieful Radio this last few months. The success we're having and the following we're having is absolutely incredible. So I really commend y'all for tuning in. Like I said, I do kind of pride myself on it being, you know, more of a talk show about music than a music episode, you know what I'm saying, where we happen to just talk about a few things. I mean, because there's real issues out there in hip-hop that need to be addressed. There's good music out there that's not being heard, you feel me, that needs to be heard. And I just feel like, you know, we do a great job doing that. Big shout-out to my Drodian fam. You can catch Sneak Rothstein on Saturdays. Shut Him Down Radio 7 days a week. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my Die 4 fam. Got to give a big shout-out to my homie, Mad 4. I hope you're listening, big homie. You know what I'm saying? I know you're still in the hospital, but we holding you down, and that's for real. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So either way, yeah, we got a great, great show. You know what I'm saying? It's Thursday night. We hanging out, having a good, good time. I'm going to go into one more track. You know what I'm saying? And here's the thing, too. This PSD album, I got to tell y'all, like, on some real shit, it's just great to hear music that is this dope and have it, you know, in 2014. And I got to give a lot of props to Pharrell because he definitely sat down, did his thing, and busted it out. You know what I mean? So let's go into this Bad MF off the PTSD album. And we're going to come right back with our special guest, Dieful Radio. Let's go.
When he drove across the state line, rapper gone insane, story on Dateline, lost his wits, didn't take his meds, when they pulled him over, this is what he said,
I'm a bad motherfucker, man,
shut your mouth,
we'll be talking about Pharaoh,
mashing in that Aston Martin on the Verrazano Narrows, greatest of all time in the latest apparel, 80s baby, ladies trade me on some Mercedes shit. Go tell your favorite rapper, eat a bag of baby dicks. They keep singing the same old song. I'ma bring them the pain for saying the name wrong. Got me going insane, I'ma ask you again. Who put these pussies on top? Putting out that pussy music. Call it pussy pop. Playing them pussy games. Suck the shit. Fucking around, but they don't know just who they fucking with.
I'm a bad motherfucker, man.
Universal. Worldwide. You know my circle. Renegade, on the mic, I might just murk you. Put it in that work, cause I do work every verse is a verse.
I'm a bad motherfucker, man.
Universal, worldwide, you know my circle. Renegade, on the mic, I might just murk you. Put it in that work, cause I do work every verse is a verse.
The best liar told a lie inside a room full of liars. The lie was so exciting that all the liars admired. When the truth walked in the building, every liar retired. Deception was defeated and deceit became deleted. They mad cause they can't stop me. Cause I said fuck swag, I got moxie. Lyrically ecstasy, I got that oxy. Cotton poppin', they can't carbon copy, you mock me. Rain, independent off the books. Off the chain, off the hinge, off the hooks. Not a game, I'm not a rook. Y'all know the name, you love the look. Listen, who put these pussies on top? Putting out that pussy music, call it pussy pop. Playing them pussy games, suck the shit. Fucking around, but they don't know just who they fucking with.
I'm a bad motherfucker, man.
Universal, worldwide, you know my circle. Renegade, on the mic I might just murk you. Put it in that work cause I do work, every verse is a verse.
I'm a bad motherfucker, man.
Universal, worldwide, you know my circle. Renegade, on the mic I might just murk you. Put it in that work cause I do work, every verse is a verse. Universal.
Hey, yo, yo, check it out, yo. This is Glock Cocker, the block locker. Smoother, hustler, Brooklyn, Brownsville, sex, money, and guns. Nigga, you heard them. And I'm rocking with my dog, Dial Lansky. Dig, Dial 4 Radio. You know what time it is, man. Turn this up, man. Y'all know what it is.
Yo, this is Mr. Long of Black Sheep of the White Crows. For all y'all cats that die for hip-hop, turn on Dial 4 Radio. Get into the real hip-hop, all right? Peace.
Hey, what's going on? It's your friendly neighborhood superhero, Jean Grey, and you are listening to Dial 4 Radio.
Hey, yo, this is Ruskin Chucks. You already know what crime it is. Dial 4 Radio. Tune in or get tuned out.
1212, you already know what it is. It's your man, S-K-Y-Z-O-O. Skyzoo, live on the borough. You're now tuned in, logged on, listening to the one and only Dial 4 Radio. Let's get to it, baby.
You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Defarai, West Coast Kings, Liquid Aficionado. You know what I mean? West up always. West really, West good. Yes, sir.
What's up with it, man? It's the MAC, y'all. Mr. MAC Mall. Mac Mall on Dial 4 Radio. This is what it is.
Dial 4 Radio, you already know how it goes down. All that stuff coming off the album is straight fire, straight heat. We're waiting for our man to come in the building as we speak. You know what I mean? But until then, we just enjoy good music. Big shout out to my man Todd Davis. You already know my man works behind the scenes and gets it in. That's the way we do it. I got to tell you, too, you know, any independent artists out there, Dial 4 Radio does have a show called Independent Artist Showcase where we showcase your music to signed artists, if you will, or celebs, whatever you want to call it, and they definitely give their feedback on it and definitely, you know what I'm saying, give words of advice. Again, it's not anything judging. It's, you know, it's not American Idol. You're not getting booed off the stage. You know, constructive criticism, if there is something like that. If not, they just tell you what's happening, you know, or what they feel about it. I know we had a couple weeks ago, we had my man PMD from EPMD on the show, and we had CR Breadwinner on there, and P was filling the tracks. He's like, there's nothing I can say about that. And it was a real good connection. And the independent artist game is huge right now. So that's definitely a big one right there. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, you know, inbox me, whether Facebook at Dire Lansky, email me at Dire Lansky at die4productions.com or Twitter at Dire Lansky. You know what I'm saying? And definitely let us know, you know, how it goes down. And we'll see how, you know, we can help the independent artists out because we're still here for you. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, I'm just sitting here, you know, getting the information out there to other people. So, you know, with that being said, I actually got a kind of a world premiere right now that I want to drop while we're waiting for Pharaoh. You know what I'm saying? I got, man, Digging in the Crates crew. You know what I'm saying? And I'm real excited about playing this. I was a big fan growing up. You already know how that goes down. But they definitely have some new stuff coming for you. And if people aren't familiar with Showbiz and AG, we already say, do the knowledge. But this is a track called Digging in the Crates. It's a DJ Premier remix. And it's coming from an album called Digging in the Crates. It's a remix album for a May 7th release. And this is definitely a world premiere, people. So, you know, before you get it twisted, just know Dial 4 does it like this. Dial 4 Radio, waiting for Pheromones right now. Let's do it.
And you don't stop, I keep on. 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 Yo, praise the Lord for Showbiz. My partner with the beats, with the knives on his feet. Buying old records is a habit. I get more run than a Volkswagen Rabbit. You know I gotta have it. I got more props than the cop called McGarrett, who played on Hawaii Vivo and a formed up production company with Show. And J Studio is the lab. But the session is closed, cause I know you got a big nose. Try to sniff out the name. You lack originality and that's a damn shame. Don't front, I know I got you open like a pack of coke in. Yo, I put your coat in. I'm not the one to be gamed on. I didn't know it was your girl we ran the train on. But no hard feelings, your girl was appealing. Did my share of dealing, sexual healing. You didn't know she was a groupie, but I'ma put you up on a scoopie. You
to live in Forest. My daughter lives on Morris. Used to play softball with my man Horace. I kick flavor like my man Sonny Chiba. Aries is my sign, I'm compatible with Libra. I like the program beats. Diamond D is out, I wanna say pay. Show biz, there's bills to make. So let's get busy and dig in the crate.
Under our own style, you keep on
digging in the crate. Let's get busy.
Keep on
digging in the crate.
Yo, thank the law for Diamond D. No afro instead, he keeps dreads in his head. My partner from the past, from 163rd back when I was a hoodlum, beating on nerds. It started
way back when?
About 12 years ago, I was 9, he was 10. Before smoking weed and hanging out and playing hooky, we used to break dance in the jams, electric boogie. Girls watch jockin', my nickname is Rockin'. The crowd, I was shockin', freak, I was clockin'. Step up and see showbiz performing. My beats hit hard,
like Big George Foreman.
So MCs and DJs who thought they were nice and get upset like Buster did to Tyson. That wasn't the plan, and he's still my man since he beat up Miss Green outside Dapper Dan. Wait a minute, that's a different subject. Talk about the Moet and the Pipers, that's in effect. Back to the show, the show B-I-Z down with D-I-T-C-A-G is my MC, relying on the giant of a lion, never crying for the crack, cause I'm not a crack client. Girls stick like crazy glue, they think they're getting dope, but I treat hoes like drugs, I just say no. I lamp in a residence, so keeping dead presidents a fact. I like my pockets fat, not flat. A rapper, not a singer, so hooker don't bring her. Promise to me, so go ahead, you humdinger. Show's about to blow in 91, so I'm straight down with the crew caught digging in the crate.
So get back, get your sticks and get your bats, get your licks and I'ma still get fat. Try to diss and get the back hand. I'm dressed in black, a black hat for a black man. The giant is better and clever. Go ahead and sleep and you'll rest forever and ever. I'm like a bomb, sometimes I'm calm. No telling what can happen once the mic is in my right palm. Me and Chopin's too deep, but don't sleep. Go ahead and retreat or face agony of defeat. AG is in command. You remember the black hat at the bottom of my Timberland. Save it. If you think you pose a threat, just chill and watch how many hoes I get. Now you sweat the props I got.
Kick a rhyme.
A rhyme? Sure, why not? Always get back to a hype track. So finesse.
What's up?
Psych, give me that mic back. The crowd I'll capture. Microphone master. Finger licking and kicking lyrics from here to Africa. I'm the bold kind. My rhymes are gold mine. Let it off. Set it off just for old time. Think you're ready for this? You wanna battle? Your music is riddle rattle. Your rhymes are scribble scrabble. The giant is greater, so I'm great. Down with the group called Digging in the Crate.
Yeah, yeah. We gon' set it off like this. D-I-T-C.
Now when it comes to lyrics, mics are pulverized. It's law finesse. Time to go for mine. So stand back, let the men play. I put rhymes in shape just like Bengay. I'm great and honorable. Suckers, I bomb a few. I run more games than a carnivore. I'ma get mine. As soon as your set starts, sweat hoods and funky rhymes is my trademark. I'ma get fame, not from her or his name. Cause yo,
what's up?
I'm funkier than a shit stain. Mics I smoke, rhymes I hurl. My hobby is collecting fly looking girls. Strictly for the ladies, call me Law Finesse. And I'm all about money and sex. Finesse is the name to say. And I came to play. We could have fun, but put the whips and chains away. Sex and money is what makes me a happy man. And I sport more styles than Jackie Chan. I keep rising, I'm not the type to sink low. Me take a loss on a mic, I don't think so. Law Finesse is out to make takes. Down with the crew called Digging in the Crate. Digging in the Crate.
White or black, new sad. It's that cooked up, cooked crack, new sad. Black thought, found, rap, new wag. It's that lucid, rapid eye. My thing tanks like a piranha tank thing. Multiple bites, figure, mega, reality, terror, giga. Grand Theft Auto, modern day Mickey and Mallory, smart. But I'm sick enough to walk into an art gallery and piss on a Picasso. Crack statue, run my balls on a bank, be shit on it and throw it at you. So when the beat intensifies, I become emotionally desensitized. Like once I slapped a rapper with mace, then I spit ass in his face after he rinsed his eyes. No wait, I actually grew five times my size. Grabbed mace by the thigh and slapped the rapper with him. Now that's rap.
pacifism, but tactics for battling practical rappers with wisdom. Actually, it's pragmatic capitalism for actors who crack under pressure and collapse when I get them. March is medicinal, man-made medical marijuana with a phase glass, my rifle like I'm searching for Sarah Connor. They shorty's got brains, shorty not playing. From 40 blocks, I'm a killer with 40 watt range. Within a range with the bullets that I've arranged, encrypted and script with specific individual names that shall remain anonymous. Me and the ammunition's in a relationship that's monogamous. It's like I'm married to the silencer. Until I file for divorce to release my Excaliburs. Do up with your arteries, plate that for my adversaries. Put your snap back cap your capillaries like. It's not Latin or white or black music. It's that cook crack music. Black thoughts and barrels and rap too red. It's that lucid rapid eye move. Vocally twice as magnifying as ever hearing Chewbacca scream through a megaphone with the significance of Dr. King. Philanthropic. Cause I'm trying to see man united without references to soccer teams. My philosophy, prophecy, the opposite of Mephistopheles, I inside an isosceles, sent to earth to warn of environmental atrocities, and nobody can copy me, stop. Not possible, but probable that it's only philosophical mockery, strange. Change copper to gold, switch properties, bang. Stay on top of the globe, flip monopoly, aim. Take stock in the soul, spit properly, properly.
Take stock in the soul, spit properly. That extended clip on my hips is awfully. I'm diabolical, follicle triggers that I cock and squeeze. Sending shots to ancient Greece, the pop Socrates. I bear arms like button downs without the sleeves. Manic, depressive, and possessive like apostrophes. My psychiatrist waved the doctor fees. Wanna wave the pistol and said listen quick, watch me so I can breathe. National Association for the Advancement of Drugs for Performance Enhancement. And it's tough taking so many chances, but I've been a bad seed from the womb. They call me ovary cancer, and I got an ugly heart although I'm totally handsome. And I take the love of your life and hold it for ransom. And my tactical can that never stood for any national anthems was hood. I am the actual answer, and I'll prove it. Black attire, rapid fire, rapid eye movement. I'm from a species that is higher, I am not human. Extraterrestrial alien, a monster killer, a conscious chillin' in a barrel of lobster, ex-slave, sadomasochist that gave the master my ass to kiss. A dying breed, I'm the last of this. Black is as miraculous as Jesus, a Nazareth. When I vocalize, the crowd rise like Lazarus. It's the Rhodes Scholar, my co-collar, pissed on Peter. Your whole collar, he's on top of the bar. Meet him, Mr. Globetrotter and my Adidas. Pure cheetah, hopping out of this exotic European four-seater. Hollin', Chiba Chiba like I'm Parkside. Killin' is the dark. Villain, I'm God, I'm Godzilla, sometimes I'm Bob Dylan, but blood on these tracks are real. So God willing, you feel what I'm feeling. Yeah, I never quit, I'm still syndicating up. Me and Pharaoh Mind did it for the benefit of us. This is straight ways of behavior, I never get enough. Get the picture, my militia getting ignorant as fuck.
Yeah, it's suicide, murder. Straight from the underground, through the fiber optics. Pharaoh,
Black Thought,
complete disciple. It's not Latin or white or black music. It's that cooked up coke and crack music. Black thoughts and barrels and rap duet. It's that lucid rapid eye movement.
Yo, this is the Mechadon CEO Smooth and you on Die For a Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the RASKASS. Saying that from the West, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Die For Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soldier Mischief crew. From now till infinity, we on Die For Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Die For Radio. Much love.
This is your boy, Film Type, MJ. MJG, you hear me? Die For Radio.
Check it out, y'all. It's your boy Fame putting it down for the world famous MOP.
Wow.
One time.
Mic check one, two. Check this out, man. Recognize the voice. This is them boys. Second Steel, Smith and Wesson. You listening to the number one station, Die For Radio.
Check it. This is your man, the original Dirty Rhyme Scoundrel, J with the Damager. And you rocking right now, Die For Radio. You know what it is.
Die For in the place to be. I see my callers lining up. We just waiting for our special guest to get in the house. You already know how it goes down. That was a cool little block of music right there. We hit up that Digging in the Crates remix, DJ Premier with Showbiz and AG. Then hit up, you know, that Rapid Eye Movement off that PTSD Pheromone's new album, you know what I'm saying, featuring Black Thought. Just great, great hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? So it definitely, definitely goes down. Everybody that's listening on the line, if you want to holler, make sure you press 1 so I know to come to you. I'm going to go real quick to this 404 while we waiting. 404, I think this is my Jody and fam in the house. Die 4 Radio, what's happening?
What's happening? You know it's Nick Cherry and the Jordians. What's good, man?
Man, shit, just chilling, enjoying good music, man. Always appreciate you tuning in. We waiting for our special guests right now, so you already know we just playing good music, man.
Bro, I'm over here nodding my head, bro. This is the type of shit that inspired me. You dig me?
I feel you. And that's, you know, honestly, homie, that's what I try to do, you know, on this show is to play something that's you know, that sounds relevant, if you will. You know what I'm saying? But not something that you're always going to hear. And I ain't going to lie, dude, that Pheromone album is ridiculous. Like, I've been bumping that, you know. I have the privilege, of, you know, through me and Todd Davis and my company to hear this music a little bit before it comes out. And I've been knocking it for months now. You know what I'm saying? And
I've been a fan of
really,
Pharaoh since Internal Affairs. It's just his lyricism is like water. He does it effortlessly.
Yep.
You know? It's sick the way it's like, yo. Honestly, I will put him in the top list, dead or alive, because his lyricism, to me, is rivaled by a few.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But at the same time, my thing with, because I'm a fan as well. You know, I'm a fan of Organized Confusion. You know what I'm saying? But is that something that's going to transpire into what this younger crowd listens to? And I got to tell you, I think he, with this album, I think he kind of hit the best of both worlds. I mean, you're still going to be, you know, his style, and it's not going to be this mainstream that's on the radio and everything, of course. But I'm telling you, with beats and everything, it's insane what he did. And he produced a lot of the beats, too.
The thing about MCs such as Pharaoh and Talib Kweli is that they have a core fan base that they have to cater to first and foremost, because those are the ones that stayed down.
Yeah.
And honestly, they make music that's going to far outlive the here and now, that come and go music, the faddish music.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll say, too, though, it felt like he was in, listening to the album, it felt like he was in a certain state of mind for this album, like he had a mission. Now, I will have to say, you know, big shout-out to Hype Magazine, again, my dude Todd Davis. I have already done an interview with Pharaoh before the album came out, and, you know, got to hear a little about the album before, and I can't wait till y'all can catch up with him, because he's got a lot to say, and he did have that kind of you know, mind state in it, and you can tell, you know, man, like, I don't, like I said, the state of mind, I'm trying to put the right word to it, that's why I'm stuttering a little bit, because it was like, he knew what he wanted to do with this project, and he just went out and did it, you know.
He's a very focused MC, he's very focused, you can tell by the way his songs are put together.
Yep, absolutely. So we got a little, just a little lag on him getting on the air, but you know what I'm saying. You know how Die 4 Radio does it. We definitely gonna get it in.
You got that Oh No joint? I gotta hear it, man. Hell, Mos Def, and rest in peace, Nate Dogg.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm gonna get to that after. I kind of got one more while we waiting for our next guest. I got one more world premiere that was sent to us that I gotta premiere real quick, and then I'll get into that Oh No for sure. I got a brand new Sky Zoo. I don't know, Nick, if you're familiar with Sky Zoo.
Yeah, I'm
he from Ducktown. We did an interview with him not too long ago. Really good lyricist. You know, grew up a couple doors down from Biggie. You know what I'm saying? Remembers Biggie when he was first starting out and everything. But now he's from Boot Camp, or AKA Ducktown, whatever you want to call it. So I'm gonna premiere this Blue Yankee Fitted, and then we can go into some Oh No. You know what I'm saying? Wait for our special guest to get here. We still got Capadonna coming. We still got Shabam Sadiq coming through, so it's going down in a big, big way. Nick Fury,
yo,
you already know
me.
Let me
plug something right quick.
Yeah, let's do this. I4 Radio, come on.
Hat on, blood type is Yankee Blue. Sky chain, jumped up the steps and made a coup. How we find lane, bust out the left and play the loop. And if you sideways, come out your neck, I bring a noose. From the great bottom era and one of just a select two that never change what he wave when all the rest do. My 16s is Iran, how y'all freeze tag. And the city's starting to get heavy in the Supreme bag. Ben was in the duffel, I lift that up above you. Fans is bamboo and they been that on the humble. Youngers get in the way, try and divvy up the goal. I Chris Paul to draw, put Clippers in the hole. New Yiddy in the room and they saw it from the deck. Half a pound watches, walk away sweat. Logo of the city, double down on that line. And the top by default, I don't count past five, motherfucker. Blue Yankee fitted on the day. Take up a blue Yankee fitted when you hit me. You know the squad, and the city is on deck. Know what we be on, the city is on rep. Blue Yankee fitted on the day. Take up a blue Yankee fitted when you hit me. You know the squad, and the city is on deck. Know what we be on, the city is gon' rep.
Down respect, humble, all niggas see is the shine. So I design lines, illuminating they mind. Greatest in modern time, they tell you different, they lied. The Cyclone Nathan's in me, Bench and CI. SK is the side, combined repping the K. Black jackets and ratchets, the new and WA. W's on my hoodie and double G's where I lay. Any attempt to threaten it, force young in the spray. All blatant, no subliminal dip. So if it's ever shot fired, I just empty the clip. I'm more hitting the dip, I'm more sick, more slick with the spit. I talk to panties, that is your bitch. I'm more awesome and wit. The pin bars hit the taller than sit. The boys thought still author that shit. Gray bottoms hitting under the crown. So when you see them two letters, you should know how that sounds.
Blue Yankee fitted on the daily. Take up a blue Yankee fitted when you hit me. You know the squad, and the city is on deck. Know what we be on, the city is gon' rap. Blue Yankee fitted on the daily. Take up a blue Yankee fitted when you hit me. You know the squad, and the city is on deck. Know what we be on, the city is on rap.
For the trucks with spare tires on the back of the door. The top down and the winner be attracting the law. I pull a Michael Michelle off the hype of the rail and tap dance on the loop like I was adding more. Call me Cash Money Brother, addicts by the numbers. New York to death when y'all was rapping undercover. I never look back on the town or where I came from. The spokesman of the hustle that you was raised on.
Son, so how the fuck niggas talking about? They rep the city and they joint sound like Walk It Out. I deliver the soundtrack to when the hawk is out. Perfect backdrop for when they chalk you out. I been off the route, march to the beat of the drum. They shoot dope in the needle till the speakers is numb. Place your bets on the vets. The two-man set, Bow Brothers ain't near enough for a threat. Blue Yankee fitted on the daily. Think of a blue Yankee fitted when you hit me. You know the squad, and the city is on deck. Know what we be on, the city is gon' rap. Blue Yankee fitted on the daily. Think of a blue Yankee fitted when you hit me. You know the squad, and the city is on deck. Know what we be on, the city is gon' rap.
Check this out, bring the noise. I'm Chuck D, Public Enemy number one, and you are tuning in to Die For Radio, so do not leave this apparatus.
Die For Radio, of course, I'm your host, Dire Lansky. I see all the callers lining up. We definitely have our special guest in here. We got Shabam Sadiq in the house. What's going on with you, big homie? How you feeling?
Ain't nothing, man. Just taking it in, you know what I mean? Enjoying the scene. Y'all playing some good music up there.
Well, you know, I happened to come across Sky Zoo's people who hit us up and had that new, I just had to drop that new Sky Zoo, you know what I mean? And,
yeah, that's the first time I'm hearing. I just caught a little piece, man.
Oh,
that's,
man.
That's the
folks, you know, but
Sky Zoo and Torre, word. That's the people's.
Absolutely, absolutely. That the double barrel, man, is definitely going to come strong. But at that same note, you got some strong music and been having some strong music, homie. I mean, whew, I have to tell you, since the days of Ruckus, I mean, you know, like, you know, I mean, you've been holding down the game, lyricism, etiquette, whether it's microphone or just lyrics, the whole nine yards. So I got to say, you know, to kind of jump right into it, you know, what's been a lot of your inspiration, because you've seen a lot through these years, and especially it's a grueling business. We can all agree on that. What's been a lot of your motivation to keep you strong in this game?
I mean, you know, the love for the music, man. Like, just the love of creating music and expressing yourself is like therapy, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I mean, we can hear that in your music. But the reason I ask
you
that wanna question
address,
is...
you want to address issues, you know what I mean? You want to, you know, express yourself. You want to lash out at certain things that you feel is not right. You know, you could do it all within the music.
Yeah, you definitely can. And the only reason I ask is because you've always, I guess you could say, stay in your lane, you know, been you and found success doing it. And, you know, and nowadays not a lot of people can do that, to tell you the truth. So it's,
you know,
beautiful.
What it is? I feel like people, you know what I mean, they, instead of enjoying what they do and enjoying the music and having fun making it, they going in the studio really trying to make a hit, like, yo, I need a hit. So, you know what I'm saying, you focus on the wrong thing, man. Music, you're supposed to be expressing yourself and enjoying it, you know what I mean? And if the hit comes, then that's what it is, you know what I mean? But, you know, other than that, you're supposed to be enjoying and loving your art, man, and honing your craft, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, you've done a great job. Now, I just thought about it, too, playing that Sky Zoo. You got a track with Sky Zoo on your album.
Yeah, no question. I got a joint called The Comeback Kid, produced by DJ Skiz, featuring Sky Zoo.
Yep,
matter of fact, we got a nice video for that, man. People need to check that video, The Comeback Kid.
Absolutely. Now, I got to ask this. This was actually... I could say not on my list of questions, but just putting two and two together right now. Obviously, with Ruckus on the Sound Bombing 2, you had that song with Coco Bees. Is Ducktown a boot camp somebody you've always stayed in contact with and always had a good, whether professional, music, homie relationship with? Are those people that are pretty close to your heart?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, Smith & Wesson is definitely family. You know what I mean? Like, Steel is my brother, man. I'm on several projects with him, but besides the projects, like, you know, we eat at each other's cribs. Like, that's my people. You know what I mean? I support their events. They support my events. You know what I mean? I do a monthly event called It's Alive. You know what I mean? And Steel came through on his birthday, brought Tech with him, and they smashed the stage. You know what I'm saying? Without, I didn't even know they was going, you know, they definitely family. You know what I mean?
That's good. And obviously coming from, you know, Brooklyn, and, you know, the family is big, I know, you know, around there. But at the same time, you know, I have to tell you, I'm born and raised in Los Angeles or Southern California, they're at. And, you know, boot camp and them have been my, you know, favorites for a long time, and including yourself. I'm not, you know, taking with anything away from you, but it's amazing to just see how many people really mess with them, and you always hear the same thing about them, like, yo, that's my family. So it really is a tribute to their art and your art that people can sit there, break bread together for a long period of time and still just be family, because that's a rare thing nowadays, too.
Yeah, man, it's kind of different. It's like, you know, we come up in a game together. Like somebody posted a flyer that and this is the first time I met Smith & Wesson. They posted a flyer of when they was hosting a show at Wetlands, you know what I mean, which is a legendary New York club that's closed now. But this was like from 9/8. And Coco Brothers was hosting it, Smith & Wesson. And it was me, Eminem, and a couple other people on the bill. So that was like the first time I met Smith & Wesson. And it was also the first time that, you know what I'm saying, I started to build with Eminem. And he was basically unknown at the time, you know what I'm saying? So that was like a legendary show for me. And the person that went on before me got booed. So they was like, yo, Smith & Wesson was on stage like, yo, the next act better be dope. Because they not playing out there, so they, you know, I was under pressure, so I got up there and did my thing. So it was like one of the best shows of my life, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah, now,
after that,
question. That's why I love having a guest like you on the show. And I didn't mean to interrupt you right there. I'm sorry. But it's like you've been around and done so much for this game, and there is a whole newer crowd that might not know who you are. You feel me? But your music has
that's
so much stuff.
That's the point of staying in it and keep going and still putting joints out, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Wow. I completely agree. So, you know what, on that case, I'm going to bless them with a little music right here. And since, you know, I'm going to play that dope with Shasta.
Yeah, Keepers of the Lost Art, man. I got some things on there. Man. I'm for the listeners, go out and check that. It's a lot of good music.
Absolutely. So this is that dope, you know what I'm saying, Shabam Sadiq. We got callers on the line. I still got some more questions. A beautiful night in hip-hop. Don't even worry. Got the homie in the house with good music, of course. Doffel Radio, this is how we do it.
I knew the dope, the pushers, the addicts, everybody. I knew the dope, the pushers, the addicts, everybody. The pushers, the addicts, everybody. I knew the dopes, the pushers, the addicts, everybody. Cut out of classes, smoke blunts, and drink naughty.
Fuck up. Gator gun straps, your fun raps whack. Spit pain over diamond chains, stay in your lane. Don't even think cause it's scratching on the hook. You can match my looks, always been a crook. I see the judge and he threw the book at me. Flow savvy, too elusive, can't jab me. Can't hook me, right cross me, uppercut. I'm too flossy, too bossy, ran that mouse man. 10 G straight cash, young niggas is straight ass. I fuck with Shabam and Jimmy. I got goons who kill niggas and sip Remy. I'm the whole hood's fucking ND. I got the reason, spit like a nigga season, thieving until I'm dead and not breathing. This is pimping season. YP, my fetish is funds. Incredible guns, I'm settling runs. With hookah, bring the most ones. Hookah, smoke hookah with coke in it. Free base smoke in it. Chicken to the dope clinic.
The pushes, the addicts, everybody. I knew the dopes. The pushes, the addicts, everybody. Everybody. The pushes, everybody. I knew the dopes, the pushers, the addicts, everybody. Cut out of class just to smoke blunts and drink naughty.
I know the pimps, the hoes, politicians, everybody. The haters with Mercedes, the Panamanians with Roddy's. The Guidos with the spike fades, wanna be John Gotti's. Young shooters with shotties, put a crater in your body. I navigate the foolery, all the gangsters is cool with me. Industry phonies, they don't want nothing to fucking do with me. Nothing that you can tell me. SS calm and deadly, turn your event the bloodshed if you try to play me. Discography lengthy, jewels I drop plenty. In the trenches with wild shinies, the soul of semi. You could be pretty, the gym star will turn you ugly. Think you above me, try to send your mans to slug me. I send a slug back for every stripe in his dirty rugby. Legendary, murderous commentary. But we don't just talk, we leave them live niggas buried. Two-ton verses cause every line we drop heavy.
I knew the dopes, the pushes, the addicts, everybody. I knew the dopes, the pushers, the addicts, everybody. Everybody. The pushers, the addicts, everybody. I knew the dopes, the pushers, the addicts, everybody. Cut out of class just to smoke blunts and shit. Naughty.
Different breed, I spit and bleed, I live and breathe through misery. The inner me is kinda like my enemy. My own friends envy me and wanna injure me, then put an end to me. It ended me in zones where my flow will live on for centuries. So many words, I'd rather they try to sentence me than censor me. I got these evil tendencies, you tempting me. I tend to be afraid when I get crazy cause my energy can feel just like it's 5 or even 10 of me. See, I used to burn trees, stash a burner in the bushes, talk to it like Moses had pulled with the pushers. I chilled with the shotters, got cool with the killers, ran heavy with the runners, made deals with the dealers. Tell girls I'm a healer, but I'm ill with it, chilled with it. Said she got a girlfriend, still hit it. Crack me a Guinness, break a Guinness record. I don't see limits, all the critics, cynics, and mimics won't be finished, but I can't stop.
The pushers, the addicts, everybody. I knew the dopes, the pushers, the addicts, everybody. It's everybody. The pushers,
the addicts, everybody. I need the dopes, the pushers, the addicts, everybody. Cut out of class just to smoke blunts and drink naughty. Naughty.
Dafo Radio and the place to be. You already know that's that dope, Shabam Sadiq. Man, nothing but, yeah. But just fired. I mean, consistently, year after year after year, you really are keeper of the lost art, man. I mean, and I kind of feel it is a lost art. There is plenty of good hip-hop out there. You just have to look for it. It's ironic that exactly. All the information's right in front of our face, you know, through the internet. It didn't used to be like that. And people really don't do the knowledge. Interesting fact.
Exactly. And that's why I call it the lost art, the keepers of the lost art, because it's keepers and lost. I say lost because, you know what I mean, major corporations and you know what I mean, TV and program, they don't focus on the raw hip hop, you know what I mean? They're focusing on, you know, the poppy dances and all that, you know what I mean?
So yeah, no, I definitely
it's
do.
It's really not lost because the keepers got it.
Yeah, no, I feel that 100%. It's almost kind of like, though, a double-edged sword because here you have to where underground people and, you know, not even underground, just the sound, you know, the boom bap, the you know, the just that good substance hip-hop music, you know, put on the forefront out there, and yet sometimes it's just not heard. So the title is just unbelievable. I was going to ask you, you know, where'd you get that title for sure, but you just kind of touched on it. So what are some new things that's going on with
like,
you, man? Obviously, we're going to be pumping, you know what I'm saying, the album. But, you know, 2014, going into 2015, what's new with Shabam Sadiq?
I mean, I got other projects. Like, I got a project that's following this one called Black Book Sessions. So, you know, it's still celebrating the art, but it's more about, you know, graffiti and, you know, running around New York City. And basically, you know, the concept is it's a black book. And, you know, we be having studio sessions. And while the beats is playing, you know, we drawing in our black book. And every time I show up somewhere, different people signing the black book. You know what I mean? But I'm putting their throw-ups in there. So basically, that's the concept behind the next EP, and it's produced by DJ Dista out of Germany. You know what I mean? I do a lot of stuff for international cats too, because you know they keeping the art going out of the country too.
Yeah.
You know?
They sure do. They do a great job of it. I mean, just the support for real hip-hop out there is unbelievable. And there's a lot of people that don't know that and don't realize that here in the States. But it is unbelievable the amount of support that real hip-hop gets overseas.
Yeah. So, you know, you always want to do good at home first. And then, you know, if you can take it international, man, it's a blessing. You know?
It sure is. It sure is. Now, on that note, touring wise, you got anything coming up in 2014, whether it's not overseas or over here, but you know, throughout the States, are you going to be touring at all this year?
Yeah, I start a tour actually next week with Sean Price and Pause One from the West Coast.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So our first date is in Boston on the 30th at the Middle East Club.
Absolutely, absolutely. That show, look, y'all out there, man, Boston, stand up. Y'all need to hit that show. Sean P ain't no joke. My dude, Shabam Sadiq, ain't no joke. Y'all need to catch that. And I'm glad, you know, people like you guys still go out and tour, because that's another thing happening with hip-hop, man. And I'm not, you know, I don't have this show to complain about things, because there's still great music out there. I don't have anything to complain about. But you see a lot of shows that aren't up to the par they used to be. You know, they're just rapping to their music in the background and the lyrics in the background and the whole thing. Man, I remember seeing, you know, all you guys back in the day, and the shows were just so full of energy and so vibrant. I can't really pay attention to a rapper when he's speaking over his own lyrics.
Yeah, yeah, I don't like that neither. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. Because you hear two of it, and then, you know, you hear two of them, and it's like, oh, you cheating. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean,
so I
sometimes
ask this,
you got to do it.
Off the kind of hip-hop, especially the era we come from, yeah, with the golden era or whatever you're going to call it, you know, what were some of your other musical influences that weren't hip-hop? You know, we grew up digging into the crates and really taking good samples if need be and really enjoying good music. So other than rap, what were some of your good influences?
I mean, I you know, my mother and, you know, my uncles had a vast musical collection. So I listened to everything from Earth, Wind, and Fire all the way to Led Zeppelin. You know what I'm saying? Everything was at our disposal, you know. You know what I mean? As far as music, I mean, all the Motown catalog, the Doors, all that stuff from the 60s. I mean, it was all at our disposal. So we listened to everything, you know. Sometimes we didn't even know, me and my brother, we didn't even know what we was listening to. And it's a lot of records that we sold, like, that we shouldn't have sold. You know what I mean? Because it was records, like, we had pounds of records, and we was like, man, we could take some of these downtown and get some quick money. You know what I mean? And we sold records that were classic, like, you know, first print joints that we didn't know what they was until later. You know, BT Express and, you know, stuff that was used early breakbeats. Like, we didn't know what they was. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, other than rap, those were the musical influences, man. Everything that was sampled. You know, James Brown.
Oh, yeah. How many times you know James Brown been on a sample? That's for sure. But, you know, the sampling and stuff coming from vinyl is really a lost art as well. Because even now, with Serato or Torque, whatever you're going to use, you know, they got time-coded vinyl. So people still think they're, you know, they're going into vinyl, you know, DJs and stuff like that, and it's still an MP3. It's not that analog recorded sound. And I think that's a lot of what I miss. Although, like I said, it's a double-edged sword, though, because it is a beautiful thing to be able to digitally put your music.
To the future.
Yeah, it is a beautiful thing. You can put your stuff on iTunes and get it all over the world, and you don't need a label to do it. I mean, how much better? And we had Chuck D on the show, and he was saying that, too. He's like, I'm not talking about, you know, bad music. Bad music has always been around. Even when we were around, there was bad music. But you know, the idea that you can put your own music without a label somewhere and have that distributed all over the world is a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing, man. The same thing with Serato. It's like, you don't got to carry around hundreds of records. It's a beautiful thing, you know what I mean? But at the same time, you know, some of that art you want to preserve, like, you miss that little snap, crackle, and pop. You know what I mean? When you sample it from an old record, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
Everything is crispy clean.
I even noticed, you know, too, you know, I use Logic Pro to do a lot of my music, and there's little audio clips you can put in that's just a vinyl sound. So regardless if you're sampling for vinyl or not, you put that in the background in it. I mean, that's a whole other thing.
That's crazy.
Quick question,
I ain't know
too,
that.
With the Polyrhythm Addicts, you know, there hasn't been a project since 2007. Is there going to be a third LP or another LP coming out?
We trying to make that happen, but, you know, with four grown-ass people that have kids, I mean, the drive got to be there, and the timing has to be right for all of us to really get in the lab at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, Spinner is an international DJ. He DJs all over the world, so he's in and out of town. Plus, he has his own events like, you know, the Soul Slam, the Prince versus Michael Jackson, the Stevie Wonderful parties, and they successful. So he does that across the United States, and he does, you know, he plays international too. So it's hard to get him, because he's the main producer, to get him in New York long enough to do a lot of joints. Plus, you know, between all of us, I mean, we got like a more than a football team worth of kids. You know what I mean? You know,
I got you.
Between the two girls, And me and Complex and Spinner, I mean, we all have children, so it's kind of hard to get us all in a place at the same time. We all still work with each other, but just to coordinate another album, you know, it might happen, though, because, you know, people want it. But
yeah.
I don't know as of now. Yeah. But me and Spinner working on the project, so I'm definitely trying to have all of them on that project.
Absolutely.
You
and that's just a beautiful, again, I say it a lot, but it's a beautiful thing because not only to have new music like that come out, but then also you guys having a beautiful family and moving on in life with that. I mean, it's just all positive movements, man.
Yeah, that's more things to put in the music, man. I got a song called Walk with the Light. You know what I'm saying? That's really what I'm talking about, my family and all the things I've been through in the past few years. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, you know, it's inspiration, definitely.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Me being a father myself, I can tell you that. To begin, you know, my daughter's 4 years old, man, and, you know, her favorite artists are Wu-Tang and the Speed of Life album. She loves that from Exhibit and just all sorts of stuff. Like, I could put on some new music on the radio. She doesn't even turn her head. She just plays her little Kindle. I put Sound Bombing on and, you know, all this other music, and she puts her Kindle down, starts bobbing her head, and picks up headphones. So, yeah, it's definitely inspiration.
Yeah. My son surprised me the other day. He was playing South Bronx on his phone. I was like, what you know about that?
That's great.
You know? Because he listens to the new stuff. He listens to the new stuff, too. He listens to Lil Meek Mills or whatever. But, you know, once in a while, I see his phone, and he was playing it on his phone, and I heard South Bronx. I'm like, what you know about that? Where you get that from? Oh, I ran across it on a computer, and I liked it, so I just downloaded it onto my phone. I was like, wow, okay.
Man.
What's up?
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, I want to play one more song, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play this Comeback Kid featuring Sky Zoo. You know what I mean? And then we're going to come back, and I got a couple more questions. We'll let you enjoy your night. It's just, you know, it's been a pleasure, man, and just an honor to have you on the airwaves.
Yeah, man, thanks for having me, man.
Thanks. Fine, but don't go anywhere yet, man. I'm not, you know, I wanted to definitely play this song first because this is definitely a banger. And since we played that Sky Zoo, I got to make sure it gets played. But we live Dafu Radio. Shabam Sadiq, the OG homie in the house. Let's go.
Yeah, FS on a check-in. Shabam Sadiq. Skiz. Some names overrated, bound to get deflated. I passed the age of 25, they said I wouldn't make it, but I made it. I faded off that spec and crayon. Celebrate every day of living, and God oversees my plans. My movement, self-improvement, but don't get it twisted, I still run through shit. The newest, timeless, true, exclusive to boost it. Fake cats hopped on the style and shot a juice to the nuisance. Hopped on the wagon after we two tracks. Now you want us on the bill, I want a few stacks. While on the competition, leaving with they eyes black. Like a raccoon, baby, you need to ice that. When you see us in the spot, best fall back. Cause I got a few ladies on the ball sack, and I'm trying to run a play smooth for the evening. Score quick and add wins to my season.
Lost everything twice, and what I did made a comeback. Fuck that, we come back, kid. Where the drugs at? I want that. Run that shit. We done been there and done that. This is what I live. Lost everything twice, and what I did made a comeback. Fuck that, we come back, kid. Where the drugs at? I want that. Run that shit. We done been there and done that. This is what I live.
Call out the roll call and paddle a few of y'all. I'm more depth, but my broad like James Toussaint. I corner that like I cornered rap in the school, yeah. We brought on that when they quarterback with they moved up. You caught on that, then you ordered that by the 2-4. Rose on the throw, and you corner that like you Luol. It goes how it goes until it went. Trying to divvy those till it grows to fill a vent. My bread in the sky, pun intended, no letters aside. Warp water now, my foams is pelican fly. I'm fourth quarter now, pressure when the pressure's applied. There's no pressure for the 7, I was bred on that side. Walked the styrofoam box for $375. Happy raised the price, my price followed behind. Did it likewise, just what it called for. Sleeping on the money till we turn the alarms off. We wake up counting.
Lost everything twice, and what I did made a comeback. Fuck that, we come back, kid. Where the drugs at? I want that. Run that shit. We done been there and done that. This is what I live. Lost everything twice, and what I did made a comeback. Fuck that, we come back, kid. Where the drugs at? I want that. Run that shit.
shit. We done been there, done that. This is where I live.
Verses that I pitch, well written, peep the penmanship. Grab writer, script writer, this my element. Story that I tell, true spit, ain't no duplicates. From the brook to the brick on that gutter shit. Why you on that puff paint sparkle with the glitter script? Baby style scribble on walls like an infant. I lift tracks, heavy balls on a barbell tip. Capture the time when I rhyme with pure eloquence. Barber up my sound, leave my chair looking fresh to death. Clean you up, now you ready for the world's trap. Call it what you wanna call it, hardcore boom bap. It don't matter if you front, you get your jaw tapped. SS travel the world and get that passport stamp. So have half of that, why is it me in advance? You don't wanna do the dance with wolves. Keep it positive or get your whole car pulled.
Lost everything twice and what I did made a comeback. Fuck that, we come back, kid. Where the drugs at? I want that. Run that shit. We done been there and done that. This is what I live. Lost everything twice and what I did made a comeback. Fuck that, we come back, kid. Where the drugs at? I want that. Run that shit. We done been there and done that. This is what I live. This is what I live.
Featuring Sky Zoo. That's another lost art right there, man. You don't hear a lot of scratching. And that definitely fills a song and just brings that hip-hop essence and everything back to me. So, man, big shout-out to you. I have to tell you, just, again, hearing music with substance like you always have, I mean, it's just so refreshing, man. I appreciate your consistency, and I really appreciate, you know, what you do for this art. You know, I can't say any better than that because I still see beautiful things coming in the future. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely, man. Thanks. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Keep it rolling into the new millennium, you know what I mean, with good music.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Now, before I let you go, I do got to ask, too, this is actually a question from a Twitter follower because you had brought up M earlier. And they knew you were, you know, with the Ruckus. Was it true that M was signed to Ruckus at the time of Soundbombing, or he was just on the albums?
Nah, he was just on the albums. They wanted to sign him, but you know, things took shape somewhere else. So I guess he made the right moves.
Yeah, I guess so. No, but you know,
we get moves.
And people hit me up and ask questions. They're listening online and whatnot. But no, definitely.
Nah,
but I really appreciate you spending some time with us. Anything we could do here at Dafo Radio, especially with the new projects, especially when you touch down to LA, I'm out here, so I'll be able to hold down whatever I can. But before you go, definitely give your last shout outs, your social networking information, and if I could get a Dafo Radio drop from you before you go, that would be great.
All right, perfect. ShabamSadiq.com, that's ShabamSadiq.com. And, you know, when you go to my site, at the top it has all my social networks. It has Twitter, it has IG, it has Facebook, it has my fan page, it has Reverb Nation, everything, Tumblr, you know. But everything really is just Shabam Sadiq, it's uniform. You'll find me the same way on every social network. That's ShabamSadiq. You know what I mean? Word up. So it's there. One of my joints, my favorite joints off that album, is a dedication to all the fallen soldiers in hip hop. It's called, it's produced by the Vinyl Villains. It's called Honor Me Now. You know what I mean? If you could play that for the show.
I actually got the whole album loaded up, so I'll definitely get that on before the show ends for sure.
Yeah, so I definitely might be shooting that video in California, so when I'm out there, I'll holler.
Yeah, no, definitely do that. And again, anything we can do here, you dropping a new single, anything we got to do, Dafo Radio is going to hold you all down for sure, your whole team. You know, hit me up personally, Dyer Lansky, or my partner, Todd Davis, and we're going to hold y'all down, man. That's a fact.
All right, for sure, man. Thanks a lot.
No problem. And we really appreciate your time, man, spending with us and the music, of course. So definitely keep us in the loop, my G.
For sure.
All right. Spam's the Deke in the house. That's the way it goes down. Dafo Radio. I'm going to play this Wu-Tang track. We coming back with Capadonna himself, Dafo Radio. Come on.
I ain't trying to be no D-boy. I love music, I'm a B-boy. Are you the undercover or the decoy? I'm heavy with the D, trouble T-boy. A pit with no muscle, about to bust your bubble like a keloid. Too much marijuana got me peanut. I'm killing instrumentals with that all so simple, can it be boy? Shout to Lil C's, B-I-G boy. And fuck Dr. Spock, I mean Red Menace, not Leonard Nimoy. 88 keys on the keyboard, I'm down to catch wreck. Take them first three letters out of record. It's mess, you heard it through the wire, I could be more. Or washed up like Sunny Black's body on the seashore.
Damn.
That's a problem, I could be yours, a monster without the mad scientist and Igor. I've heard it before, a third of these boys got murder raps and never even murdered before.
Keep watch, lights out when the beat drop. Keeping the streets locked, I'm calling all G's from each block. Keep watch, lay niggas out there could kick rocks. Run these streets out here, don't need cops. I'm calling all G's from each block.
Code name Sensei, I live what my pen say. Game Hall of Fame flow is MJ. Muy caliente, je m'appelle Rebel Capiche, comprende? Son, I'm touching them up, trust them like Justin Tuck. How they duck in the rush, trying to break bad. You break, like I own a bake shop, how I stack cake. Greatness is nothing, jack the next Nike ad. Wifey bad, and my life got them slightly mad. Cause I shine like chrome in July. So your eye, open your eyes, notice the lie. DEA say I'm drugging them. I get to leaning hard, I get the fiends to nod. I mean they loving them. All here, your highness, terrific win. Put a so-called beast in this place, Pacific Rim.
Keep watch, lights out when the beat drop. Keeping the streets locked, I'm calling all G's from each block. Keep watch, lay niggas out there could kick rocks. Run these streets out here, don't need cops. I'm calling all G's from each block.
Foul ass police, crooked ass friends, I don't give a fuck, yo, the drama never ends. I'm a project nigga, I don't care about the bands. Plus I had a lot of chicks, you can have those bitches, but I murder your blood clot if you touch my riches. Yeah, crazy ass skipper, I be in the slums, nigga. Fuck where I come from, I'm a quiet gangster, nigga. First I get you comfortable, then I start shanking niggas. Park Hill coders don't violate the family. Brother to brothers, no snakes in the amnesty. I come through wildin' on some Wu-Tang Kennedy. Googly-eyed nigga, chop his face in the ministry. Never scared to do the time, fuck the penitentiary. Leave a bunch of dead niggas, don't forget to mention me. The angel of rap, the unordinary light. Already did what I was going through before you even got the mic.
We left a large solar cloud distinguished by size. Interaction with the wise and civilized. The mind caused matter to fall into a center. A great deal of heat that irradiate Virginia. From out of this collision, the central core became thick enough to trap its own light and bring vision. Each drop full of hip-hop energy. Balance on all sides, such great symmetry. The bars unlock the power of the stars. The mirror and the telescope pinpoint the guards from a distance, acting as a guiding coach. Analyze the board, universal approach. Retune the soul to a certain pitch, changing the frequency frequently, hitting a certain switch. The love is paramount, the connect is brotherly. Respect for the intellect and broad discovery.
Keep watch, lights out when the beat drop. Keeping the streets locked, I'm calling all G's from each block. Keep watch, lay niggas out there could kick rocks. Run these streets out here, don't need cops. I'm calling all G's from each block.
Dafo Radio, in the place to be. You already know how it goes down. I got the legendary Capadonna in the house. What's up, big homie?
the unordinary light, or they did what I was going to do before you even got the mic. What'd it be like?
Just blessed to have you on the airwaves. You already know, you know, somebody of your lyrical stature, musical stature, man. It's just something that needs to be on these airwaves. And so here we are on Dieful Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, I'm so appreciative, man, for everything, man. I want to first of all thank all of the fans out there for all your support for all of these years, man. 20 years in the game of footwork, waterwork, sand work, berserk, man. I'm proud to be alive. I'm proud to still be doing it. You know what I'm saying? And on that front line, giving it to you just the way you like it.
So what's kept, I got to kind of ask, because, you know, for you personally, and obviously style-wise, you know, Wu-Tang, you guys are very unique to what you do. But I'm saying to you personally, where do you get your style from? Because very uniquely, separate from Wu-Tang, I mean, you are, you know, you hear Capadonna on the track, you know it's always going to be hard, you know it's always going to be there. What still gives you that energy and everything that you do in this game?
It's the, you know what I'm saying? It's the hood mixed with that pain, you know? That life right there, man, the reflection and just being in that struggle, going through it, and, you know, being a survivor and just, just being conscious of my surroundings and where I came from. It just gave me that ability to be able to minister to you, you know what I'm saying, that graphical way of life.
Yeah, no, you know, one thing that I love that you've always done is what you're supposed to do with this art, but, you know, not a lot of people do it, but is you paint pictures. Whether you talking about a girl, something completely lyrical, you know, metaphors and similes, and that you're still able to paint a beautiful picture with what you do. And salute, I just have to say salute to your longevity. I mean, come on, man. I mean, we're talking 20-something years of phenomenal music. That's not an easy thing to do.
Especially given the circumstances and, you know, being that, you know, I wasn't always riding the top of the charts like that. So, you know, being able to get back up, you know, after several times falling down, to me signifies that growth and development too. And it stimulates more character. You know, so that helps me also to develop my craft, and you know, I'm proud to be, you know, one to be able to speak freely. To me, that's always been more. So I speak real simple and plain. I don't try to get fancy or nothing and use the big words. I just try to give it to you on a level that even the baby in the street could understand.
Yeah, and you do. Now I'll throw this out there for people that don't know. We coming up on 20 years for, I mean, Ice Cream was really the first song that was out there that you were on with them, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we coming up on 20 years for Only Built for Cuban Links. We're also at an era where that was a single, and I love that point, by the way. You could hear, even on L.A., you could hear Ice Cream as on the radio, which was just a beautiful thing. You know, what do you think the difference in music is right now between, say, when Only Built for Cuban Links, 1995, to we going into 2015 right now?
At 1995, you know, that was a combination of, you know, a few various urban artists who, you know, who had the game locked down at that time. You know, New York was on top of their A game. You know, we were just speaking on that, on behalf of that. And the music at that time was coming, you know, Shaolin was like a mixture of all the five boroughs. Even though we didn't even really come from all the five boroughs, but we just been active in all the five boroughs. So it was a combination of all of that right there that brought about the evolving of hip-hop, and it was amazing that we just happened to be those breakthrough cats right there that made that happen like that, yo. Word. It was incredible to have all of these styles emerge as one, and then to give you all of that, and then when you thought it was done, here come Cat.
Yeah.
Bang.
It's amazing what you guys have accomplished, though. I mean, it really is, because now we're in an era where groups, like, you don't really hear from groups. You know, you don't hear about, you know, this or that. I mean, you guys had, and not even a group, I mean, you guys had a camp. You know, you guys had a movement, a culture, a whole, and nobody was like you. And here's one thing that I really appreciated about all the music that you yourself have done to the whole team, man, is that you guys did music in a form that nobody could recreate and then say it was their own. There's a lot of people that can do boom bap. There's a lot of people that can do, you know, good sample music. There's a lot of people that can do music that sounds like it's from 1995 but a little updated and be similar to, oh, that reminds me of, Boot Camp. Oh, that reminds me of Brand Nubian or that. If you heard somebody that reminded you of Wu-Tang, they were usually from the camp, whether it's Extended, Killer Army, Sons of Man, et cetera, et cetera. You know, that uniqueness really sets you guys apart. How did you find success in that? Because especially nowadays, people get success by sounding the same, Capadonna. You know what I mean? So, you know, how do you think you guys found success in that?
Well, I know you know, we often, you know, imitated but never duplicated, man. It's like we came with an original sound that RZA created from scratch. A lot of stuff was, you know, just done on the spot. Some stuff was mistakes and just it all incorporated into, again, you know, just bringing art together from nothing. Creating sounds and creating different aspects and entities out of the music and bringing on to aspects of life to create and stimulate, you know, different knowledge about different areas of Kung Fu and the wisdom that it produces. All of these elements that it took to, you know, develop an organization that was developed from nothing. I think that right there in itself signifies everything that was created from that spark right there. And then the branches that came about from Cuban Links, like you said, to, you know, to Killer Army, to the Black Knights, to books, to movies, cartoons. I mean, it was just, you know, like an atom busted open.
They're very well put. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm an explosion. beyond
birth,
comprehension.
Man. Yeah. We gave birth to creation. Seek to, you know, create, you know, that's the best word right there. You know, because decree, you know, that's short for cream. You know, the cream is the liquid that it takes to produce that seed. Word.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now on to newer things, you know, I had to ask a little bit about you to get these people to know you a little bit well, but we got your newest project, Hook Off, came out, you know what I'm saying, the 4th. Tell us a little bit about this project.
You know, this is another great creation right here, based upon the red, the black, and the green. This Hook Off album right here, it got, you know, the double meaning is that, you know, it ain't got no hooks on it. This is the first rap album in history with no hooks. Again, you know, breaking the regular normality of hip-hop and then creating and evolving and bringing back old memories and recreating the structure of hip-hop again. Because, see, it's always been in our hands. You know, it ain't no really rules to the game. You just got to keep improving the game.
Yeah, progression is a huge thing to keep this form at its best, honestly.
Yeah, you said it best.
Well, absolutely. Well, you know what? I'm going to go into this track. Blood is thicker than water. I got callers that want to holler at you. I got some more questions for you. It's a beautiful night in hip-hop right now, man. We got Capadonna in the house. You already know this is a
question
here.
Let's get it. 2014, I'm on the dean, y'all. Hustle.
Yo, check it out, man, huh? I don't do tests for a fact. wood, it's all good.
Don't shut
you acting like that money that I gave you the first time was what some good money or something.
I even you in the corner of my eye like, look at this rat head.
Yo, come on, yo. Hey, yo. The world wanna bring me down and see me suffer. Spent a lot of time in the gutter.
Yo,
trying to be the best that I could be. Live hate free. Do some music and escape the beat. Work hard, play my cards right, I can eat. Me and my C's need more than cash, we need beat. My nigga QD, he got beats for the street. Throw a darts in the classroom, then I could teach. Non-hypocrite rap, reach wherever I reach. Just the one to kill, darn, I ain't scared to speak. Yo, this for my dogs that's in it to win it. Just trying to settle down after years of been in shit. We elevate, add on, that's our kinship. Never disrespect love or violate friendship. Created in the image, but we not perfect. Alone in my sin life, now I'm a surface. 6 years to birth this, stay hurt in the pimp. Trying to make tracks while we working the chicks. We hood for life, y'all be deserting the bricks. But we get back, cause we the experts at this. Never forget where you come from, rap your hood. Blood is thicker than water, don't be misunderstood. Count your blessings, not your losses. Scientists unite forces. Never forget where you come from, rap your hood. Blood is thicker than water, don't be misunderstood. Count your blessings, not your losses. Scientists unite forces. My caliber OG, don't even think about it. Veteran darts, we rouse shit. Frauds acting like they got gifts. I bring it whenever I spit. Different thoughts activate, cracking through space. You feel grace when I bless the place. If I ain't home, then I'm stuck in the rat race. New York got me crazy, so I crash and stack cake. Zone like a warhead, hustling high state. My team put me on. Yeah, I'm good, kid. Might see me nearby, doing my thizzle. All my hoopers stay fly whenever it drizzles. We let the rain come like we're coming to get you. And the blessings that we get, sure the work is fruitful. I build with real heads that's clever and mutual. The women on point, black and beautiful. Peace to all my soldiers, keeping it dutiful. Mataki, I see, none of my lords is bossy. Everybody wanna be down, join my posse. Straight hip-hop, baby, 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 watch me. I can't stop. My flows is chopped suey, little homies love Don Juan, pop they too. Never forget where you come from, rap your hood. Blood is thicker than water, don't be misunderstood. Count your blessings, not your losses. Scientists unite forces. Never forget where you come from, rap your hood. Blood is thicker than water, don't be misunderstood. Count your blessings, not your losses. Scientists unite forces.
You just got big fucking naked on somebody, man.
Man, and you know what? You know what I love, and this is what I love about the era I grew up in, listening to music. Obviously, that was at Capadonna, Blood is Thicker Than Water. Y'all on Dolphin Radio, live with the man himself. But I gotta say, I grew up in an era where when y'all rapped, when you rapped, I felt like I knew you. Never talked to you in my life until, you know, earlier today. You know what I'm saying? This and that. But the way you articulate your words and speak on a track, I felt like I knew you. You know what I'm saying? I could relate to what you were saying because you said it in a real way. I don't really have that feeling with a lot of newer artists today.
Well, you know, I mean, I just try to be as blunt as I can because we're speaking to a hard-headed foundation. You know, mm-hmm. Where I come from, you know, these babies, they still pee in their pants, man. So I got to come with a different recipe. You know what I'm saying? It's hard, but it's like with a spoonful of sugar, I could put the medicine straight down.
I'm going to hit these call lines real quick. We got 404 in the house, 404-447, live with Capadonna. What's happening, Dolphin Radio?
What's happening, man?
It's building.
You know what I got. What's happening? Peace to the God, Capadonna.
Peace. What's good, E?
Nothing much, man.
Man.
Being that I was raised in Atlanta, Georgia, you know, I came up in that era. I came up in that Wu-Tang era, that Dungeon Family era. And Kappa, I gotta say that me being a MC myself, when I first heard you on the Purple Tape, and it exploded on Iron Man, then the Pillage, then the Yin and the Yang, taught me that it was all right to be different. Because your cadence, your rhymes, and the way you constructed your bars, man, it, you know what I'm saying, it's second to none. I'm a part of a group myself. Mm-hmm. And there's an MC by the name of Killer Ron. There's an MC by the name of Killer Ron. He reminds me of a mixture of yourself and E-40, man. your style is so unique. How do you manage to just keep it fresh? You know, every bar you hear from Caponana, especially the verse that did it for me on Winter Wars, I still know that by heart, man. How do you keep that legendary style fresh?
I think it got a lot to do with emotion. Like that emotion right there, you know, just come from various aspects of trial and tribulation, trial and error. You know, the pain produces pressure, and pressure makes for progress. And I think that the freedom of what I feel and what I want to say is another stimulation of the voice of the oppressed people. You know, I was born in like 68, so I feel like I'm a freedom writer. I'm writing the free minds of mental slavery. You know what I'm saying?
Because this is
like you could be mentally and physically enslaved. Some people, they just mentally enslaved, so they could still be freed. They ain't got the shackles no more, but they voluntarily enslave themselves. And me, I kind of like speak on behalf, and I speak in a way to break that chain. Like, I don't want to be put in a box. Around my way before I was Capadonna, they used to call me original. So that's why I always tried to be different, and I'm glad that you picked up on that and gave me that crown on being different. So I, you know, and that's what helps me to create and keep me moving forward in my craft, not worrying about what people think or how they feel about me.
True indeed. I can dig it, because originality, I believe that. Originality, especially in hip hop, is the foundation. If you don't come original, nobody's ever going to remember you. You don't want to be known as someone who sounded like somebody else. And your style, you can't say that, yo, Kappa sounds like this or Kappa sounds like that. His slang sounds like this, his slang sounds like that. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate how you continue, no matter the odds, no matter the climate in the game of hip hop, you've always kept it original. Wu-Tang has always
Thank
kept
you,
it original.
Man. Oh, man, that's great, man. I appreciate that, man. That's a blessing for me, man. God bless you and you know, everybody in your circle, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Yo.
That's what's up. He definitely, and Nick Fury, we appreciate you, homie. Obviously, Jordan's in the house. You know what I'm saying?
No
but
doubt.
He has a point with it that, honestly, Capadonna, I mean, we are at an era where people are being successful, honestly, by sounding the same. So it's almost a leap of faith to sound different. And you capitalized on that. You know, people are honestly scared, especially because with iTunes and TuneCore and all that, you could put out your own music. They're almost afraid to sound different. You know, so you still being able to do 20-something-odd years later, I mean, that's just an attribute to what you've done in your career. You're still able to do your thing and be relevant, not have to change for nobody. Not that you would want to change for nobody, but it's a whole different era right now. So, I mean, knowledge is king, and you've always kicked the knowledge to everybody.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like I'm giving them that raw knowledge, that uncut. I mean, I'm not trying to hold back who I am or hold back how I speak to please nobody. It's like I'm just giving them to them in my raw, you know, native tongue, the way that I speak and how we speak in the hood. You know, forgive those who is offended by these advisatory lyrics, but this is the truth of my stoop.
And speaking the truth, we got some more calls on the line, but I definitely want to play this track called Feed My Folks. Tell me a little bit about this.
This right here, man, this is just dedicated to all of my people, man, who, you know, only had bread in their refrigerator and sugar, and really didn't have no other substance, so was able to make a breast, a sugar sandwich out of those items right there and still be happy and still go on with the day, still make it to school, and still love mama love. Peace to everybody, man, that was down on their luck. Feed my folks, man, never give up.
Doppel Radio exclusive, let's go.
Yeah, man. Big up, Killer Hill, Chester, Stan,
bury them
yeah.
To blood clot.
Big up to all masses.
Murder,
burn Babylon.
Yeah, jiggle them.
Big them all.
Fight like that.
Uh-huh.
Cruise worldwide.
Yeah.
On the inside of family.
I'm a man power.
The gold carpet. Platinum color hair, all black on, holding my Grammy in the air, yeah. I fought the good fight, everybody know I was there. Since 98, I barely had another good year. Homies change, homegirls change, and wifey change. The world change, sipping on this nasty champagne. I'm on the campaign, but they don't know my damn pain. Grateful for my blessings, though, I can't complain. Still chilling out, yeah, just do the damn thing. And do my duty, yo. Overseas up in Paul McCartney studio, yeah, me and my man Simon, High Gang International, listen to Bulgaria and drop math too, drop shit with math and my whole crew, fuck a Yaku, Shaka Zulu, bam, bam, boom, boom, African moon, the rich new black man never left, but coming back soon, just on my digger though. Same nigga, bro. When I was down, I was the biggest joke. Come on.
All I wanted to do was feed my folks. Somebody shit on my cell is dope.
Nobody now put no gun to we head. We do Babylon work. Babylon work. Yeah. See, we go sell out. We sell a piece of bread. Get them feeling hurt. Feeling hurt. And if them think a small thing done, quarter rise up like dirt. Up like dirt. Yeah. Nobody now put no gun to we head. We do Babylon work. Say Babylon work.
Hey, yo, I'm back from the slums. And I'm back on that newness, and I don't give a fuck about who's more exclusive, whatever's conducive, that's where the juice is, throw up your deuces, this is a woo blitz, sound boy, I go dead if I'm ever tried to fuck with, champion sound, murder everything that come around it, Capadonna, you know I'm after regain the crown quick, and ganja man, know I'm after let the next pound slip, we do it for every youth, them after make a black graduate, never as a theater to make them come out on the sheer tip. East to you, America, black, and that's the greatest. Martin Luther King, I'm the greatest. Malcolm X, yes, I'm the greatest. Garvey, I'm the greatest. Selassie, I'm the greatest. Every African, we have to jump off the slave ships. And I'm not make it. Farrakhan, make it. Elijah, make it. The Christ, make it. Everybody, make it. We're not going to take it, no brutality. We have to rise up, go and put on your hoodie. Something about going, nobody a looky-looky. Burn Babylon, I'm not gonna treat me like rookie. Speak the truth to the youth to make the system not shush me. Lick off the mamaras and they bite, try push me. I know Bush we, only good broccoli. Park kill myself, Stephen Allen Posse. New York City, WTC. CAP, they're not ready. Lord, they're not ready. Everybody ready. Lord, they're not ready. Babylon, not ready. I'm not ready, my house I'm not ready, shake them not ready, nah I'm not ready, no party them not ready, Wu-Tang already, killer be already, nah I'm not ready, Babylon not ready, fire up the fallen I'm not ready.
Rockin'. Yo, check it out, this is Lord Jamar, Brand Nubian. Known Associates is in effect right now. You're checking out Die For Radio with my man Dialansky. That's how we do it. Peace to the gods and earths. One.
Die For Radio. Capadonna, the legendary Capadonna, should I say, in the house. Man, really feeling the album. Of course, it's exactly what we expect from you, but being fans, I have to tell you much, much more. New music, new everything. So what's going to be new for Capadonna going 2014 into 2015? What's new with you, my G?
Man.
What's
it's
not
crazy,
new, huh?
Crazy. LA. school underneath the sun, but it's like, yo, it's about elevation, man. It's about coming from one place in your life and making it to the next place, you know? And, you know, sometimes that got to be physically. Sometimes it got to be spiritually, mentally. It could be financially, socially, you know? It's just something that takes something that we need to come from one place and be in that next place, man. And the hook off is a representation of me coming to a next place, you know, in my life and creating and stimulating growth in history, making the way for the new era, for those who new projects and new endeavors in life to also spring into action and spring into effect in the springtime, creating a May of April showers that bring about those Mayflowers.
Mm. Mm. Now, you're also working in on the Pillage 2 as well, right?
The Pillage 2 is done. It's already mixed and mastered. I'm just waiting for them to deliver it. It should be parachuted in by Friday.
Oh, man. That's exactly, yeah, exactly what I wanted to hear. I'm going to hit this 562 caller, 562-644, live on the air with Capadonna himself, Dieful Radio. What's happening?
I'm too ill. Yeah. I represent Park Hill. See my face on a $20 bill. Cash it in and get $10 back. Fat LP with cappuccino on the wax. Pass me your thing from valve up to 12. Put all the other LPs back on the shelf.
While out, drink goose cell crack like this. Police don't like me because I'm black like this. I got a curse and a gift. My curse is the streets. My gift is the 4/5. When I bust it, police gonna stalk my shit. Gotta move through the jungle like if I don't exist. Me and my comrades are illegal. Caught up in the mix, but we ordinary people.
Ooh, Capadizzi.
Just ordinary people. Yeah.
Thank you, John Legend.
This is my man Killer Ron in the house. What's happening, man? I know you got a question for the legendary
man,
Captain.
I got questions all day. You don't even know. Back in high school when the double LP dropped, Wu-Tang was all over the place, and I was the one that was all. It was like, who's the best in Wu-Tang? This person is. I'd always say, no, you're not known as Capadonna. Ever since Winter Wars and Daytona 500, after I heard that, it was a wrap, man. It's like those songs are kind of what shaped the way I do music, because I really don't like to follow the whole 16 or 8 bar. I mean, I do that if it's a serious song, but like for the most part, when it's my music, I don't care. I go Magic Johnson. I go 32 bars. I go whatever I can to get my message out there. And on Winter Wars, you pretty much killed it, man. You didn't even stop at no like 16 or nothing like that.
Wow, man. I'm honored, man. Thank you for that right there. You know, it's kind of, it's ill how you say that, because, again, something has been created in rap history again. It was like I was one of the first one to do one of the longest verses on any song like that, you know, especially for my time. It's like when I came in, I was considered rap's new generation. You could check back in that source for like 1998, I think that was when the Pillage dropped. I'm on the front cover of me, Cam, Ron, Cannabis, what's the Fat Joe? No, not Fat Joe. Big Pun, MC8, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, again, man, history is made, and I'm honored to have taken a part in making that history right there. It's kind of almost like, it ain't even the reality to me. It's just, but at the same time, it's just such a great contribution that it is bigger than me. You know, that what we provided and the gift that God gave us, man, to be able to do this and still be doing it right now, man. Thank everybody, man. Word, all of the fans out there, everybody, all the supporters, man, left, right, forward, and backwards.
Dopeness is recognized, man. My last question, I want to know if you still have that Wu-Tang baseball bat.
Man, there's a few of them joints laying around. I got a plaque on the wall up in here right now. I'm at Woo World Radio right now. I'm sitting up in here with my man Amar. You know what I'm saying? We got Chanel up in here, right? We got Tasia up in here. We just doing what we do. Checking out some old plaques right now. This one right here got what, 400,000 sales? A million? We doing our numbers over here, man.
Well, that's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Well, our killer bomb, man. We always
21 plaques, man. Those are my high school diplomas right there.
That's what's up right there, man.
Killer Ron, we appreciate you. Fam in the house. You already know how it goes down, Doffel Radio.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for me, man. Thank you for radio, man. And let me tell you, man, it's nice to be important, but it's even more important to be nice. I'm going to say goodnight like y'all, but I never say goodbye, man. And if loving y'all is wrong, I don't want to be right. And forever, we keep hitting y'all on the mic. This is Capadon, man. I'm saying Audi 10,000, and I'll get back at you, man, before I get back at you. Peace.
Peace. You already
know.
Killer Ron, we And let me tell you. Since everybody was going crazy over this, I just might have to do it. You know what I'm saying? Doffel Radio, let's go.
Resurrector. Yes, this shit is raw, coming at your door. Start to scream out loud, Wu-Tang's back for more. Yes, the hour's four, I told you before. Prepare for mic fight, and plus the Cold War.
This rhyme you digest through the RZA console. X, Y, slam, nine, diagram, pole. Raekwon dropped the bomb, Hunchback, Notre Dame, golden arms is bronze. Who the palm, hit Quran, it flows extreme. Mainstream, be the theme, supreme team. America's cream team, redeem, beat out the song. Chrome tones, hit the moans of Al Capone. Gun pow to the dome, it splits the bone. Wig blown off the ledge by the alleged full-fledged sleds. RZA edge, one dose of my baroche. Handheld trigger cut, acapella spitting shell. Paralyzed, you get touched. In critical, mic cords hanging like umbilical cords. Throw swords, five-star general. Roar be the quote, rap down, sword throat. Through the bully operation, new handheld totem.
Yes, this shit is raw coming at your door. You start to scream out loud, Wu-Tang's back for more.
100,000 times one, snatch up my sounds, get done. I hold the title, and here's how my belt was one. Check it, slick majestic, broke mics to left infected. Germs start to spread to your crew, you lack an effort. You ask for it, shout out the jams like syringes. My technique alone blows doors straight off the hinges. Master Avenger, I appear to blow your ear like wind. With a freestyle, sharper than the Indian spear. So sit back and let the king explore. Describe me, the kid's nice and he holds swords in his name. Black attacks the nerve like migraines. With more gains than beggars on trains. Living sharp pain, poisonous rebel like deck. You can't destroy this. They get ambushed, skate. Try to avoid this. Side effects of hot raps and hot tracks. A double bag full of gun tons dipped in black. My culture flies and attacks like a vulture. Ghost face in Madison Square is on your poster.
Yes, this shit is raw coming at your door. You start to scream out loud. Wu-Tang's back for more. Yes, the hour's four. I told you before. Prepare for mic fights and plus a Cold War.
Be on the lookout for this man. Mass murderous suspect that fills more body bags than apartments and projects. And as far as the coroner's know, the autopsy show it was a Shaolin blow. Put on by my family, brought to the academy of the Wu and learned how to fuck up your anatomy. Steadily, calm and deadly. Splatterhead lyrics I lick through your transmit. MC submit to the will as I kill your juvenile freestyle. Civilize the mental. Devils worship this like an icon. Bear hugging mites with the grips of a python.
Yes, this shit is raw coming at your door. Suck, scream out loud, Wu-Tang's back for more.
You heard other raps before, but kept waiting for the son of song. I keep dance hall strong, beats another worthy of my cause. I prolong extravaganza, time sits still. No propaganda, be wary of the skill. As I bring forth the music, make love to your eardrum. Dedicated to rap, nigga, beware the fearsome. Lebanon, John, Malcolm X, beat threat. CD massacre, murder to cassette. I blow the shop up, you ain't seen nothing yet. One man ran trying to get away from it. Put your bifocal on, watch me a cometh into your chamber like Freddy into Dream. This kaboomerate your technique and your scheme. Four chords applause like a black dad did that. You stuck on stupid like I'm stuck on the map. Nowhere to go except step next show, bro. Entertaining motherfuckers can't stop O.M. battling. You don't want me to start tattling all up on the stage cause y'all snakes keep rattling. Bitch, you ain't got nothing on the rich. Every other day my whole dress code switch. So just in case you wanna clock me like Sherry, all y'all crab bitches ain't got the worry. Can't get a nigga like Don Dom a dozen. Even if I'm smoked out, I can't be scoped out. I'm too ill. I represent Park Hill. See my face on a $20 bill. Cash it in and get $10 back. The fat LP with cappuccino on the wax. Pass it in your thing, put valve up to 12. Put all the other LPs back on the shelf and smoke a blunt and dial 917-1604-9311. And you could get long dick hip hop affection. I damage any MC who step in my direction. With Staten Island Best, son, fuck what you heard. Niggas still talking, that shit is absurd. My repertoire is USSR. PLO style got thrown off the car and ran over by the Method Man Jeep. Devon can't define my style, it's so deep like pussy. My low cut face stay bushy like a porcupine. I part backs like a spine, gut you like a blunt and reconstruct your design. I know you wanna diss me, but I could read your mind cause you're weak in the knees like SWV. Trying to get a title like Wu Killer B. Can't change your habit, you know I'm friends with the Abbot. Me and RZA Rod name printed in the tablet under vest. We paid out debt for mad years. Hibernated sound and now we out like bears and born power. Born physically, power speaking. The truth in the song be the pro black teaching.
I'ma slip this in, I'ma say, hey, yo, respect the architect as I begin to build, as I begin to fill your mind, as I begin to drill. Disrespect and that'll be a mess like an oil spill in the Gulf. Fuck Yellow Wolf, Catfish Billy. Fuck with me and get slapped silly or get clapped with the Mac Millie. Facsimile, you should play the back timidly. Fuck an idiot with Confederate imagery. That ain't hip-hop. This ain't hip-hop. Fuck around and get popped in your lips, Hobson. You need to stop with the shit, Hobson, or we plotting the hit. Yo, they trying to say a nigga stuck in the past because I won't co-sign getting fucked in the ass. Mad at me for my comments on Vlad TV. I'm being honest, but it's sad to see all these keyboard crips and these broadband bloods want to fight for their right to take dick in the butt. And the nerve to try to call me a stick in the mud. I heard you like to put your stick in the mud. I'm in the grow room picking the butt. This rap game, yo, we ripping it up. For me and Lance, we ain't fucking with these panties.
Oh my
nigga,
God.
Understand me?
Fuego.
One.
Doffel Radio. I'm feeling good tonight, y'all. 724. What's happening, Doffel Radio? Pennsylvania in the house.
What's
good, homie?
What's good, man? What's going on with y'all tonight, man? I just got home from work. You always catch me getting home from work, man. You know, I'm always tuned in and I doing the thing,
always
man.
Just...
Who we got on tonight? We got somebody we Capadonna still on?
No, he's actually off and I gotta tell all the people that were waiting for Pharaoh, he had an actually last minute emergency come on and he's definitely gonna be back on the airways very, very soon. We're probably gonna have a special night with him like we did with Redman and whatnot, so you know, don't even trip on that. But nah, man, we just enjoying good music now. He just got off just a second ago.
Oh, man, I just missed it. But anyways, though, man, you know, I'm always tuned into the show. I like what y'all doing. I kind of missed the first half. But you know, I'm always down for the cause, man. And also, now I got a chance to speak, man. I just want to let everybody know, follow THA, Zav Rap Basement, on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and the like page. It's not that hard. Come look me up. And as well, I hope everybody tuned in to Friday Eve tonight on Optimo Radio. The boy threw it down tonight, man. I caught it while I was on break. And I also caught your show, too. So I'm multitasking. Just pushing the knowledge, man. That's all I do.
And everybody needs the knowledge. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt, man.
There's no
excuse. There's no excuse to not knowing what you need to know, man. We got Google, and we got the books, and we got people like you and me, man, to lay it down for everybody else to know that real hip hop's still alive, man.
No, but it's amazing, though, and we talk about a lot on the show that we are in an era like this, to where, you know, it is right in front of them. People still don't take the time to go back and do the knowledge.
It's sad sight, man. Every night, y'all, every thing you send me, I do a little research on who you send. And I'm listening to some Prodigal Son right now, man. thank you.
Shout out to Prodigal Son. I had a great conversation with Prodigal Son today, to tell you the truth. Dude's working on movies. He got all sorts of stuff coming. So you're going to see him back on the sun, on this show real, real soon. Big shout out to the Wu team.
Oh, definitely, man. I'd even love him to have him on my show as well. I'd like him to come on my show too.
Yeah, we'll definitely get it in, man. We'll definitely get it in. But like I said, always appreciate your support, homie.
Oh, no problem, man. I'm always pushing this out here, man. I'm going to start making flyers and start handing them around my community, man.
Pushing that street team shit the way they used to do back in the day. Josh, we appreciate you. Oh, shit, hold on. Let me go back to him. I cut him off real quick. What's up?
Oh, my fault. Hey, I think that's the only way we really going to get the movement really pushing, man. I think we got to revert back to the trunks, man. Start putting these shows on CDs and give them to people. I'm really thinking about doing that, man. I'm dead serious.
What's in the works right now, y'all, so y'all can check it within the next week or two, that I'll have, you know what I'm saying, that we want to do is we're going to have a SoundCloud link, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. to where it's going to be like the best of Dafo Radio, where we're going to pick out, you know what I'm saying, the good downloads and the good, you know, how do you say, like, you know, really good parts of interviews like that, and there's going to basically be, you know, the best of that on a whole SoundCloud. The SoundCloud channel is going to be, you know what I'm saying, just for Dafo Radio. So music, no nothing like that, just pure good, just good conversation, you know what I'm saying, good.
Mm-hmm.
You name it, it's going to be right there, and you'll be able to share it, download it if you want it, whatever you want to do. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, hey, if I could download that, and I'll throw that on the channel, my YouTube channel, man, that's no problem.
Yeah, so that's in the works right now, you know what I'm saying, and so look out for it. Like I said, you know, there's a lot of editing to do, you know what I'm saying, and I'm definitely in the works of that.
But like I said, bro, man, I'm telling you, you should try the CD movement. We should go back a step and see if it works.
Oh, I feel you. I feel you.
So
but yeah, we definitely, you know,
back seat.
Yeah, definitely look for that. Definitely look for that, though. You know what I'm saying? The SoundCloud for Dafo Radio, and we're going to get it in real big. Again, Josh, we appreciate you, homie.
Oh, no doubt, man. I'm still listening, man.
That's what's up. I'm going to go to Killer Ron real quick, 562. Killer Ron, you still rocking with us?
Yes, sir.
Be a West Coast cat, if you will. I mean, obviously, Wu-Tang always got their props and this and that. But growing up in the city with certain people, did you ever get, you know, a little harassed or anything listening to East Coast music? And also, I got to play this Honor Me Now, you know what I'm saying, Shabam Sadiq, just here in a second. But did you ever catch any flack for listening to East Coast music growing up in the West Coast?
No, man, it's exactly like he said. They was on their shit at the time, and they was pretty much running it, like heavy.
Yeah.
They was running the big time. There wasn't, I mean, I can't say there was nobody in the West, but they weren't making noise like them back then. And they were pretty much making noise east and west and south.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I'll tell you, I guess Wu-Tang maybe, you know, they were a little higher scale, but I was a huge Boot Camp fan, Duck Down fan. I got a lot of flack for listening to them where I grew up. And not from everybody. There was, you know, the chosen people that were like, yeah, that's actually really good music. But I tell you, I couldn't have a conversation with too many people and be like, well, Boot Camp, da-da-da-da. And they'd be like, oh, man, nah, hell nah, fuck Boot Camp or this and that or, you know. But we definitely got to feel it. Well, I got a world premiere right now. We're going to go to Killer Ron, Don't Go Nowhere. I just want to hear that. This is that Shabam Sadiq, the song he was talking about, Honor Me Now, this exclusive Dafo Radio shit right now. Everybody go follow Shabam Sadiq. Look at y'all. He's 20 years strong in this game if you don't know who he is. He's been around it all. The album is ridiculous. Go check it out. Honor Me Now, Shabam Sadiq, Dafo Radio. Come on.
Honor me now, then remember me when I'm gone. My my music makes me immortal, forever live through my songs. Honor me now, then remember me when I'm gone. My music makes me immortal, forever live through my songs. Honor me now, then remember me when I'm gone. My music makes me immortal, forever live through my songs. Honor me now. Now, 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 21 guns salute. Honor the fallen soldiers and queens of the theme that gave us so much inspiration to rap and sing. B.I.G. sky's the limit, I put on when I'm depressed. It makes me feel like I can make it through this crazy mess. Miguel, I met at Tramps, New York legendary club. Now they both gone, but get that legendary love. Heavy D, Freaky Ty, EVE. Ooh, damn, that was really hard on me. I play pool with them a couple times at B&B. Aaliyah fell from the sky, same year as the towers. Kinda like La Bamba, I rest candles and flowers. Pun, one of the best, went the rest, holding his chest like my father. Distinguished dudes, you gotta love them. Melody, Stop the Violence, legendary. Mac Dre, Soldier Slim, Tupac. His little cuz from Jersey, could die fast shot. Some of them ain't reached full potential, but in my life, they was really influential. Like Professor X, from the X-Clan. Half a mil, MCA, E-Money Bags. Honeycomb, Stretch, DJ Sub Rock. Trouble T-Roy, they all meant a lot. God bless. Yes, they all meant a lot. Honor me now, then remember me when I'm gone. My music makes me immortal, forever live through my songs. Honor me now, then remember me when I'm gone. My music makes me immortal, forever live through my songs. Honor me now, then remember me when I'm gone. My music makes me immortal, forever live through my songs. Honor me now, 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 now. See, I met old Dirty at the old Demerara's. Brooklyn in the house, ain't nobody want problems. Scholar Rock died when I was just a kid, but I was well aware the music he did with Chris. J. Dilla, the beat god, but Tom was the truth. Straight from D-Town, can't forget Big Proof. Angels looking down on us, buffing fat boys, beatboxing. Yeah, they made that wonderful noise. Left Eye, Pimp C, sitting on the cloud, along with Jam Master J, smoking that loud. They know you're shorty, DJ Screw, Fat Pat. Mr. Magic, see what you know about that. After they gone, you'll never get them back. Nate Dogg live forever in songs, and that's a fact. Apache, MC Trouble, MC Breed, the young boy from Pro Era, Capital Speed. Zach Bundles, Lil Snoop, Dollar Dope Beat. Idea, Slim Duncan, too young to leave. Honor them now and appreciate their artistry. Any day could be their last, you dig me. When I die, scatter my ashes in the huts and let them know that I was known for busting with the eight. Percussion, and even if I never went platinum, I'm about something and worthy to be mentioned in a hip-hop discussion. And anybody I miss is cause my tears was blurring my vision and I couldn't finish writing this.
Doffel Radio, that's exclusive right there. Big shout out to Shabam Sadiq. I mean, again, I can't stress it enough. The music is insane. It always has been. Y'all need to check that out. Make sure you cop it. Make sure you go get it. Whatever you got to do, make sure you support real hip-hop because it's out there. We are in this digital era, people. I understand how easy it is to find music. Y'all just got to, you know, really just do the knowledge. Keepers of the Lost Art, Shabam said, check it out. You know what, I'm going to go ahead. Again, we're going to get Pheromone definitely back on the lines, you know what I'm saying? But I do got an exclusive from him right now I want to play before we go, called Get Down featuring DJ Revolution. Tonight was full of the exclusives, y'all. Y'all know how it happens, Doffel Radio. Big shout out to my guests, Capadonna, Woozone, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Shabam Sadiq and his whole team. I'm looking forward to seeing them in LA and working with them some more. So it goes down like we're going to get down Pheromone's DJ Revolution. Let's go.
M phases, good graces. But right now it's stop star time. Introducing the young man that you chose to be number one.
An enigma like years and eons beyond what you comprehend through modern day radio and television. Sure.
service, my peon like R. Kelly women. In the limelight, I'm prime time like Dion. Through the fog, I shine like X5 Xenon. Pharaoh March as a drink. Probably thinking more along the lines. Drink like Leon. Queen shit. I'm on some queen shit. You fuck around and get faggot ass clean split. Run on the mic, I'm not tight to intervene with. Jamaica House, you baby park, it ain't got mean shit. I slash tab bad rappers in the face to leave deep gadgets of hot. Give me room to rock, give heat rash. Weak bastards, the master flow Jurassic. Walking over water and drinking 40s of acid. The masters know the name alone and gravy blasted. And the brain's disastrous, leave them battered and flabbergasted. Multiple clashes with a hazardous man who's handcrafted. Rap classes and your honor, I've seen past it. My aura's like a Boris, rappers beat up the stories. Foul fire to that ass like menorahs. And your chorus is bountiful, I... You need to learn, it's my turn to get the niggas some burn like Rock Flora.
The Amazing Pharaoh, yeah. I get down.
It's my time to shut.
Get down.
The Amazing Pharaoh,
I get down.
Right now it's our time.
Get down.
The Amazing Pharaoh,
I get down.
It's my time to shut.
Get down.
The Amazing Pharaoh,
I get down.
Right now it's our time.
Get down.
The Hustler's motto. Stay grinding, a must to follow. Get my people up out of the hood like cups, it's the motto. Motto? It's a must to swallow. Trust when my niggas bust, sit the hollow. The grip's the rubber. Just so there will never be another Amadou Diallo. It's Fantastic Four. Me to watch you brick like Ben Grimm. Walk on you cats like Ren 10-10. Then win like 10-10 wins. Reduce you down to size like Finn sends in. Go on, ice grill, acne, sleep. These lyrics are laced with caffeine. Deep, how the game is disease and poison. But please understand, Pharaoh is the vaccine. And the antidote's what I'm pleased to be when you inject 500 cc's of me. We like,
you're amazing, Pharaoh.
Yeah.
I get down.
My time to shine.
Get down.
You're amazing,
Pharaoh.
I get down.
Right now, it's our time.
Get that down.
You're amazing, Pharaoh.
I get down.
I get down.
Right now it's star time.
Get down.
Get down.
Yo, this is the Mecca Don CEO Smooth, and you're on Die For Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the R-A-S, K-A-S-S, saying that from the West, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Die For Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soldier Mischief crew, from now till infinity. We on Die For Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Die For Radio. Much love.
This is your boy, Hillside, MJ, MJG, you hear me? Die For Radio.
Check it out, y'all. It's your boy, Payne, putting it down for the world-famous M.O.P.
Wow.
One time.
Mic check one, two. Check this out, man. Recognize the voice. This is them boys. Second Steel, Smith and Wesson. You're listening to the number one station, Die For Radio.
Check it. This is your man, the original Dirty Rhymes Scoundrel, Jay with the Damager. And you rocking right now, Die For Radio. You know what it is.